was 16 years old, almost 17, and they had just re-released Gone with the Wind. So I went to the movie theater and saw Gone with the Wind, and I just loved that movie. I went to Archbishop Keough High School, and I was a junior there, and my girlfriends and I decided one Sunday afternoon that we would go to Cardinal Gibbons for a basketball game. So all of us got together, and we walk into this basketball game, and Cardinal Gibbons is an all-boys Catholic high school. So we walk in, and there's crowds all around, and there's noise, and there's the cheerleaders, and I see this one guy standing, and I just can't take my eyes off him. He is the handsomest guy I've ever seen. He has black hair and a black mustache, and I think it's Rhett Butler. And I know I'm no Scarlett O'Hara, but that guy is staring at me. So then it's so many people that I don't get to talk to him or get next to him. And then the next thing I know, we're leaving, and my girlfriends are riding home, and all of a sudden a little sports car rides by, and it's this guy, Rhett Butler, and his friend, and they're waving and flirting to us, and I'm flirting back. And that was Sunday. Then Friday, I go to the Arbutus Teen Center. They have a dance every Friday, and my dad is taking me. Even though I'm 16, almost 17, I don't have a car because I'm one of seven children, and in my family, you have to save your money to buy a car. So my dad never complains. He drops me off at the dance, and I walk into the dance. And as soon as I walk in, there's the guy who I call Rhett Butler standing there. And the next thing I know, he approaches me, and his first words are, "Where did you go?" And I look into the most beautiful eyes I've ever seen with long eyelashes, and I say, "I gotta go find my girlfriends." And I run off, and don't see him anymore that night. My dad picks me up. I'm home, resting in bed, dreaming of this hunk. And my girlfriend, a lot of teens will go to Geno's afterwards. That was on Frederick Road in Catonsville. It's now McDonald's, but they would go to Geno's and hang out. And this guy's name is Michael. I learned that. He goes up to my girlfriend and asks for my number and my name. And God bless Colleen Kearns. She gives him my number and my name. So the next day is Saturday, and I'm getting ready for work. I work at the Donut Hut. Not Dunkin' Donuts, but the Donut Hut on Baltimore National Pike, right across from Westview Mall. And I'm wearing my white uniform, and I get the phone call, and it's Michael. And so we start talking on the phone, and then he says, "What are you doing?" And I said, "I'm getting ready for work." And he said, "May I take you to work?" And I say, "Sure." And that begins our romance. We dated. He was 2 years older than me, and this was my first love. He was 18, almost 19. He was 2 years and 2 days older than me. He bought me Rev's chocolates for Valentine's Day. And his birthday was February 15th, and he was studying to be an artist at Catonsville Community College. So I gave him a subscription to the American Artist magazine, and he gave me, for my birthday on February 17th, a swing. Have you ever received a swing for your birthday? And the swing said, "This little swing is fun for me in a barn or on a tree." And I love that swing because it was so original. So he had a convertible, and it was white with a black top and red leather seats. And I didn't remember the red leather seats, but my brothers told me he had red leather seats because my brothers would watch all my sisters going out with the boyfriends, and they were very interested in the cars. So Michael would pick me up from the Donut Hut, and he would always say I smelled like donuts. Is that a good thing or not? Well, anyway, I smelled like donuts, and then we would go sleigh riding on Catonsville Community lot when the snow was there, and we would go to dances and movies, and there was a song out by Dusty Springfield called The Look of Love. Remember that song? The look of love is your eyes, a look your heart can't disguise. And the look of love was certainly in my eyes. He went to my junior prom and my senior prom, and what he would do is many times drop me off and come inside my house. And I lived in a big house in Catonsville with a wraparound porch, and my mother would be watching Johnny Carson. So he'd sit down, Michael would sit down and watch Johnny Carson with us, and then he would say, "I can't believe I'm doing this. Could be home in an air-conditioned house with a colored TV, and here I am sitting in an un-air-conditioned house with a black and white TV." So Michael must have just liked being with us. Anyway, he went to my junior prom and my senior prom, and then I graduated from high school, and I was 18, and I didn't know anything about ultimatums. I didn't know that ultimatums are all about control, the very opposite of love. I just wanted to be with Michael all the time and see him. So I said to him one day, because he would call me when he wanted to call me, and I said, "Michael, either call me or don't call me." And he said, "Becky," I was Becky then, I'm Rebecca now. And he said, "Becky, you're asking me to do the hardest thing." And I felt like if he loved me, he would do it. Well, anyway, Michael didn't call. And I was heartbroken. And 2 months later, Michael has a new girlfriend. And then, 6 months from our last date, it's Christmas, and I'm still blue over Michael. And my girlfriends knock on the door, Pat and Michelle, and they have this little bundle of fur, and they said, "Rebecca, you might have lost your boyfriend, but you got a dog." I got a dog. I got a puppy. I got Boo Boo. And we call it Boo Boo because my brothers named it after Yogi Bear and Boo Boo. So Boo Boo is just wonderful. We love this dog. I take care of it every day and walk it. And then it becomes a family dog. My dad jogs all the time, and he never cared about dogs. All of a sudden, Boo Boo goes jogging with him. And my mother, she sits at the kitchen table, and she would tell us when she was upset, Boo Boo would just be there right by her feet, laying there with her. And we had Boo Boo for 11 years, and I love that dog. And I just want to say God bless my girlfriends who were always there for me. God bless Michael. He gave me rides in his convertible, Rev's chocolates for Valentine's Day, a swing for my birthday, and passionate kisses. What else could a girl want?